And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Chime on in where you feel like it, and we'll take those comments as we go. It's going to be a very, very full show. Pretty stoked about the lineup we got today. So if you haven't already heard, if you're just tuning in, at 3 o'clock, you're going to want to stay tuned because actor Kirk Cameron will be on the show with us at 3 o'clock today, talking about an event happening all across the nation this weekend called See You at the Library. So we'll talk about that with actor Kirk Cameron at 3 o'clock. 3:30, Congressman Dale Strong, and then at 4 o'clock, we got the Ground Council. So, wow. Right Side Radio, man, I'm just telling you, best show on the radio. Text lines are open. Tyler from Huntsville has texted in, says, excellent, all caps, monologue, sir. Thank you very much, buddy. I appreciate that. John from Huntsville, Phil, I enjoyed your monologue. I think it was one of your best ever. Thank you, brother. I think you guys should have a T-shirt contest where the rules are anyone who can guess how many times Donald Trump's going to be indicted before 2024. And he said his is 7. He guesses 7. Lord, I hope not. How many of those can you tote around? How many indictments? Thank you, John. I appreciate you texting in. Jeff from Hazel Green. Biden couldn't organize a sack race. Someone else is in charge. You know what? I'll give you that. JT from Lacey Springs, he says the Trump indictments are as bad as Biden's national emergencies. Popping smoke indeed. Yeah, it's rough, bro. JT from Lacey Springs there. All right, listen, I'm going to jump right into it, though, because I'm gonna have to move through a couple of things in order to get to these dippers and interviews all done today. But let me just go ahead and lay it out there. So I made the point a minute ago, and I got to note this, by the way. We're watching, let me just pause. Bing, pause. Watching breaking news. There is apparently something going on, potentially an active shooter event at one of the Senate office buildings in D.C. So that building has been evacuated and shut down. It's on lockdown right now, and I'll keep you posted as things develop on that. All right, back to the dipper, though. Trump's been indicted. What the heck? First of all, he's being indicted on things right now that I look at and go, you know, I'm not the most savvy lawyer in the world. I am certainly not a Fox News, you know, contributor for that very reason. You know, I'm not a Georgetown law professor, but I'm looking at this and going, even my rudimentary legal learning tells me that we're staring at something that is almost entirely protected speech under the First Amendment. So a federal grand jury in Washington, D.C., story here on Daily Wire. Let me grab that one first. I'll just pick up my stack right here so I can rattle some paper for you. So the very first story in the resources for today comes from Daily Wire. Federal grand jury in Washington, D.C. has indicted former President Donald Trump in the criminal investigation into his alleged efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The 77-year-old former president was charged with, and I said it in my monologue, but I'll say it again. You ready? Conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. Okay. Here's the statement, though, that was made by the prosecution. Let's break this down for a minute. It says, despite having lost, the defendant was determined to remain in power. Okay, insertion here. He didn't remain in power. So for more than 2 months following Election Day, the defendant spread lies that there had been an outcome determinative fraud in the election. It was a jacked up election, and he had opinions. The defendant made claims he knew were false. He didn't remain in power. And I'm just going to tell you, folks, it gets about as thin as weak porridge. But we'll go through it in more detail when we get back. But that's what we're looking at right now, is the First Amendment is apparently being turned on its head, because if you got an opinion about that negative election, you may be criminally conspiratorial. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. So, all right, let's jump right in here some more. Trumped up. That's number one of the triple dipper. Trumped up. I mean, I'm looking at this. So, first of all, you can't look at some of the allegations being made against the former president and feel like that was a very reasonable use of your prosecutorial authority. I think the place where the former president has the most exposure, liability-wise, the most exposure potentially, is the documents case. But even that's going to wind up being threadbare because the person who has the authority to declassify documents is the president. So all that to say, have you ever seen anything like this ever? And the idea that it took to now, like, we're neck deep in the campaigns. All right, this is the run right now. The first debate comes up this month. And here we are looking at the Biden administration to sit back going, huh, what do you know about that? Meanwhile, Hunter Biden is getting sweetheart deals. And then Joe Biden is lying to the press and on his 52nd vacation since he took office. And we're sitting here watching the former president of the United States being accused of things that have been in the public eye now for 3 years, and they've only just now decided, you know, he shouldn't have said those things. So federal grand jury has now indicted Trump over alleged efforts to overturn the election. Let me tell you what some of his opponents are saying. This is interesting. I'll tell you what, I'll hold this part for the second half of that conversation. To me, the best response thus far has come from Vivek Ramaswamy, who I think is, I mean, every time I hear him speak, I'm thinking, that guy is one of the sharpest individuals I've ever seen. I'm not sure my mind could keep up with him. But here's some of the other comments. Apparently, some guy named Will Hurd is running for president. Did you know that, Boomer? You ever heard of Will Hurd? Yeah, exactly. Anyway, story here on Fox News. First one out the gate, Will Hurd, a longtime critic of Trump, has said, let me be crystal clear. Trump's presidential bid is driven by an attempt to stay out of prison and scam his supporters into footing his legal bills. Okay, go for it, Will Hurd. Mike Pence. All right, so former Vice President Mike Pence, whose candidacy is struggling right now, his response may have tanked his campaign. Says, today's indictment serves as an important reminder. Anyone who puts himself over the Constitution should never be president of the United States. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Former Vice President. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida. He says, as president, I will end the weaponization of government, replace the FBI director, and ensure a single standard of justice for all Americans. I think that's a good response. And I think what DeSantis just did then was he is not commenting on the innocence of Trump. He didn't go down the road of trying to defend Trump, the person. But he did look at the process and goes, wow, wow, this is jacked up. Wow. And so he's saying, you know what? You make me president, I'll do away with the weaponization of the FBI. Okay. All right. We'll see. Asa Hutchinson. Oh, yeah. He's running for president, too. Asa Hutchinson, former Arkansas governor. Another, by the way, vocal Trump critic all along. He says, quote, this is another sad day for America with a former president being charged criminally for obstructing the peaceful transfer of power from one administration to the next. Okay. Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina. I remain concerned about the weaponization of Biden's DOJ and its immense power used against political opponents. What we see today are two different tracks of justice, one for political opponents, another for the son of the current president. We're watching Biden's DOJ continue to hunt Republicans while protecting Democrats. Okay, I'll be honest with you, that's the second best answer of all of them. I thought DeSantis kind of walked a fine line but didn't go far enough in terms of expressing some outrage. Tim Scott did a pretty darn good job there of encapsulating the way most of America feels. And then there's Vivek Ramaswamy. Separate story here in Red State. Redstate.com says, Vivek's powerful rebuke of new Trump indictment. And then Pence's response further finishes off his campaign. Okay. It says, as reported earlier, Special Counsel Jack Smith dropped a four-count indictment on President Trump. There have been some commentary about it. And then he goes into the best response the guy from Red State says, and I agree, comes from Vivek Ramaswamy, one of the candidates running for president. He said he urged all other candidates to join him in condemning the move. and the effort to take out Trump by the Biden administration. You see what he's doing there? He's pivoting, and he's facing all of his other candidates, and he's very, you know, cordially and yet somewhat forcefully saying, y'all need to join me in this. And people are like, should we or should we not? By having said that, even if they do now, it's like they're responding to him. Smart, playing chess. But then he says, the Biden administration is using its power to try and eliminate their top political opponent. He says this is a political persecution through prosecution. And then he acknowledged that it'd be easier for him, Ramaswamy, to win the race if Trump were gone. But he also said, but that's not how I want it, that this is about first principles. He said, we do not become a country where the party in power uses banana republic-like tactics to eliminate its political opponents. But that's exactly where we are. And I completely agree. It goes to my opening monologue there about watching the Loya Jirga in Afghanistan. When the Taliban were still running around in the hills and bombs were still dropping and we were still facing immediate threats on a daily basis and, you know, going on missions to hunt down Taliban gun runners and people who are doing bad guy stuff all around our area. And yet there they were meeting in a tent, having a raucous conference to pick their leadership. And they did it. And nobody died. Nobody went to jail. And yet here we are, the United States of America. And we're watching right now as the DOJ is just bringing one indictment after another. Like nobody sees that in the background, what we're really watching is a fanning of the flames. Is Trump a perfect person? No. Do I get frustrated with some of his behavior? Certainly I do. Did I see his policies as being highly effective? Oh, yeah, I did. And I'll vote for him tomorrow if he's the candidate. But the reality is this. You cannot have an election season where at every turn, the lead candidate in the race is being assaulted over and over again and expect it to just be okay. Because at some point, you have to look at what's called judicial discretion. And judicial discretion means you look at it and recognize that timing is also as much as important as everything else. And when you bring charges like this, in a season like this, you cannot help but generate a massive amount of angst. And that's all he's done. Jack Smith and the others, they could care less what you think. They could care less how you feel. They could care less how it looks. And they may try and say, well, Phil, right is going to be right. Sure it is. And you know what? There's also a thing called triage in medicine where you decide which right you do first. And you guys have blown that part. You guys have just totally blown the whole triage part of judicial discretion. And the idea that maybe, just maybe, all you've done is take something you think is bad and made it infinitely worse because of your sorry timing and your willingness to stretch the truth to try and get what you want. Let me jump off my rant there for a minute, then I'll take a call. Is that Wolverine Dan? Wolverine Dan. Hey, brother.
Hey, listen, you know, I agree with your assessment just about 30 seconds ago. Maybe his speech isn't so great as speaking of the former president, okay? But here's the problem. Here's the thing that's going on right now, is they know that man, a former president, Donald Trump, was draining the swamp. He was getting things done. All right, he wasn't the most finesse person in the world, but you know what? He was getting things done, and that threatens their livelihood and everything about that place in Washington, D.C., okay? You know, he doesn't pull really that well in Washington, D.C., because they hate him, because he's in there, and because he doesn't need this, okay? He's a billionaire.
Yeah.
But he's doing this because he loves his country, and you know he does, and I do. And they make him out to be a hoodlum, which we have a hoodlum in there right now, okay? And our bottom line is this. Every time Hunter did something wrong or Joe did something wrong, there was always some kind of conspiracy against Donald Trump a day after, okay? They were covering up what was you could clearly see. So what I'm trying to say is this. If he doesn't get in, I'm speaking of the former president. Listen, Bill, I think we're in big trouble, and I think it's going to go really south fast. And it's not going to look good for the future for us because I think the Trump presidency was showing everybody what could happen and have our power and freedom back because we're the voters, we're the taxpayers, it's us, not them.
Absolutely, man. I mean, we are the landlords, they're the tenants, and the rent's overdue is the way I see it. Well, brother, you are right as always. Appreciate you, Wolverine Dan. Thanks much. Have a great day, buddy.
Yeah, bro.
I'll take a couple of text messages here before I move on. I'm going to take a moment of personal privilege right at the after the next break and sort of intro the coming caller, actor Kirk Cameron, calling in at 3 o'clock if all goes according to plan. Mike from Rainbow City. We know how Mike feels. He said Pence is a pansy. All right, there's that. Navy Phil from Athens. He says on OAN, that's One American News, they televised hearings before the Georgia State Senate. There were a lot of issues and oddities raised. Yes, there were. He also talks about the Dominion voting machines in Ware County, Georgia. And yeah, I mean, nobody can say that was a normal election. They can't. And if you think for a second that, I mean, all right, let's think back. Have Democrats ever complained about an election? Oh, surely not. Well, I can go back to Al Gore and the Hanging Chads down in Dade County, Florida. That was a hoot. And Al Gore was absolutely sure he had won, and he was having a fit. He was challenging the results. He wasn't going to concede. And they had to go count Chads. You look it up. Al Gore led the way on that one, and he was former vice president. And then how about this? Stacey Abrams. Oh, she went around claiming that she was the actual governor. How long did she ride that train? Milk it for all it was worth. Stacey Abrams, the shadow governor, because we all know that, you know, white supremacy came into play or something, and that she was shafted out of it by some voter fraud. So she walked around saying her opinions. I don't see her in court anywhere, do you? No. Roger from Ardmore on the text line, he says, our D.C. politics today feels like I'm watching an episode of All My Children. Hopefully D.C. will get canceled as well. There you go. Jeff from Hazel Green, I don't gamble, but I'd bet $100 that the Biden syndicate was truly investigated. You might need a dozen or more wheelbarrows. There you go. Dave from Battleground. Vivek Ramaswamy, agreed, highly intelligent, agreed. Am I mistaken, though, by thinking he was on Trump's cabinet at one time? If he was, I don't recall that, Dave, but I don't know that for a fact. I'll look it up and see, but I don't recall that. Tony from Piedmont does not care for Mike Pence at all. He calls him Judas Pence. Says Vivek Ramaswamy is the only person in the primary against Trump that's credible. Okay, I don't know if I agree with that, but all right. Juan from Newmarket, is it just me or has everyone else lost respect for Mike Pence? I think it's not just you. How about that? And by the way, I'll say this. I think Mike Pence is a generally honorable man. I think he was in a position where he made the decision he thought he had to make, although I don't know that he made it well. And I look at it now and think, and he's not reading the room. He's not going to be the president. He's not going to be anyone's vice president. He's not going to be in the cabinet. He's running for what reason? To try and be a foil and to try and say things about Trump in the public eye because he can't abide by the idea of Trump being president again? I don't know. But there's a significance there when you have a former running partner running against you and the senior running partner doesn't want you back. That's bad juju. John from Huntsville. Hey, Phil, you might also see John from Huntsville at the Madison County Library since he lives pretty close to it. Good, man. Glad to hear it. That's good doings. Teresa from Town Creek says, we will survive Biden, standing strong together and united. And Teresa, thank you. I appreciate that. You are right. Here's the thing. We're going to survive this Biden administration. And I remind my audience at all times, it took a Carter to bring us a Reagan. So as we head to break right now, let me let that be the final word on this topic for the moment, because I'm sure we'll talk about it again in the future. But remember this. Yeah, it's a crazy situation that we're in right now, but it took us a Carter to bring us a Reagan. And I am praying right now for the Reagan solution to come up again. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.